the United States refuses to acknowledge the past and the truth of it, which is that this country was born out of genocide, land theft, slavery, and systematic oppression. And instead of reckoning with the truth, we have a large portion of the population clinging to the belief that the United States has never done anything wrong and can never do anything wrong, and they're doubling down on that. And they hold this belief because their family has benefited from it for generations, and they benefit from it now, and their identity is wrapped in it. And that's basically the core of white supremacy, is that this country is theirs and their history is the only one that matters. And this is, I think, why we're seeing a lot of the over-the-top theatrical patriotism and over-the-top nationalism, attacks on DEI, and the continued underfunding of Native healthcare. I don't think that, like, a society can fully deliver justice when it's rooted in a lie. And without justice, you can't have any laws, which leads me to think that's why we're seeing all the chaos and the violence and the corruption and the misinformation that we're seeing. So I think if we're really serious about saving our country and getting back onto a track that will lead us to thrive, we need to really push for and prioritize the truth. And maybe that's starting with history and really pushing to have that taught in schools and in curriculums, even no matter how uncomfortable it makes us, and starting to look for ways to weave that back into the story of the United States.